It's Here and Now, and we're taking a little field trip now to a kitchen, and we're here with Anupi Singla, whose new book is called Indian for Everyone. Anupi Singla, welcome to Here and Now.
Thanks for having me.
And let's start with the title of the book, Indian for Everyone. This is a kind of food that many Americans are probably pretty intimidated by.
They are, and that's what I'm all about, is breaking it down. I grew up outside of Philadelphia as an immigrant kid, born in India but raised outside of Philly back in the 70s and 80s.
And cheesesteaks were not what you wanted.
Well, steakums once in a while, I'm going to admit, back in the day. But no, I mean, Indian food is what we really ate every single day in our house, and that's what I want to show folks. It's very easy to make homestyle Indian at home.
But one of the things that you say in the book, which people may be surprised by, is that it's not all about curry powder. Most Indian cooks don't even use that.
And that's the thing that I was so surprised about. And I find every day, as a former journalist, I find things that I assumed. But then I am surprised when I go and really talk to folks. And I'm finding a lot of folks in middle America, I live in Chicago now, and other pockets, really truly believe that Indian food is about curry powder. And that's a reason often they don't want to try it. But when I make homestyle Indian for them, it's almost like the light bulb goes off for them. They realize it's really more about a cuisine that's balanced. The taste profile has different layers. And if you don't like something, if you don't like the heat, for example, you can take it out if you make it at home.
But it's not crazy hard to make, you're saying?
It's really not. In fact, my mom worked and raised us making Indian food every single day. But you know what? With some tips, you can make it easier, just like any cuisine.
Okay, well, it smells amazing in here, and I want you to just let's get right to it. Tell me what you've got here, what you've brought, and what we're doing.
Okay, so if we could start with the spices, because we talked about the curry powder, I think that'd be really critical. I brought what I call the spice tiffin. It is originally the masala dabba. So if you're Indian, you know that word. Masala means spice mixture. Dabba means box. It's a box that holds all the seven essential spices you need to cook.
I can smell that coriander right now, by the way.
Absolutely. And what I keep in here, what I always say to folks that want to start with Indian, think about 7 to 8 to 9 essential spices. So that's what I have right in this box. I've got my turmeric powder. I've got my coriander powder, which we were talking about earlier, cumin seed, garam masala, which is a spice blend, red chili powder, salt right in the middle. And then in this little box, it's really cool. I've got black cardamom pod, green cardamom pod, some cloves, and cinnamon sticks. So that makes not just the base for rice, but it also makes chai.
And it all smells really delicious.
And you want to keep it all together because when you're done cooking, put a lid on this thing and put it away. You want to make Indian cooking really convenient, any cooking convenient, because if you have to scramble with all the high heat that we use for jars in the back of your cabinet, if you've got to unscrew lids, you'll miss kind of like that moment when your spices brown up and you'll burn them. So this is what you absolutely need to keep everything real close.
A spice tiffin, that is necessary. Okay.
Now what we're going to do is take our key main fresh ingredients. And a lot of folks think, oh my gosh, making the base, and I call it a curry, is what we do in the Indian vocabulary, because to us, curry is gravy. It doesn't really mean spice. We're going to make a tikka masala gravy today, and your key fresh ingredients are going to include your ginger, your onion, your garlic, tomato to give it some broth. And then if you want, I've brought Thai chilies. And Jeremy, I understand that you grow your own chilies, so I'm kind of excited about the fact that I brought my own chilies from Chicago, and they're hot.
Well, these ones look very hot, and I'm glad that somebody told you that I like things to be spicy, because those chilies look amazing.
And if you don't like the heat, take them out.
No, I do like the heat. Okay. Don't worry about
it. Perfect. All right, so we're going to have a good time today. And basically, all you're going to do is your typical chopping of the onion. I always say with Indian food, and I'm going to see if I can chop, talk, and not cut my finger off. But it's radio, so I should be okay if I do. I will let it go. But the key is with Indian cooking, unlike cuisines like French and other Western cuisines, it's not about the slicing and dicing, it's about the spices. So once you have your key spices together, you're pretty much good to go. And now we're going to go ahead and just chop up. There's no particular way to chop up your onion. Just get it minced up if you want to even avoid this step. We can stick this in the food processor.
So you put the onions in there and some of the garlic.
Yep, we've got the onion, and some of the garlic fell in there because it was on that cutting board, but I want to try and keep the onion isolated in the beginning. A pinch of salt, because that enables the onion to sweat, and that way you can brown it a little bit better.
Enables the onion to sweat.
Right. So it is pulling the moisture out of the onion and just giving it a better brown or caramelization, which is kind of what we want to do here. We want to get that base really nice and deep. And now we can go over and put in our garlic and our ginger.
Now I'm starting to smell this, by the way, and it's starting to actually smell like Indian food to me.
Exactly. And that's the thing is, it's really interesting that you said that, because I grew up with that smell. Like, that is, if I ever smell this, it takes me back to my childhood growing up in King of Prussia, Pennsylvania. But this is what we had cooking every day, and it's literally thurka. It's hot oil, cumin seed, a little bit of turmeric, and then you're adding all of your main fresh ingredients.
All the things that you're using here, with the exception of maybe the spice tiffin, although that's really just a tin that you put a bunch of different spices in, there's nothing terribly different than what you would need to make any other kind of food. Is that fair to say?
It's incredibly fair to say, and you can now find most of those spices too. They're pretty ubiquitous. You can get them at most grocery stores, and that's what I'm trying to emphasize with my cooking. And when I show people how to do this, that it's out there, it's accessible, it's not that complicated to do. You can buy a tomato, you can buy ginger garlic, you know where to find all that stuff. Maybe what you can't find is the green cardamom right away in your grocery store. It's okay, leave it out.
Oh, these days you probably can.
I think so. But I've had a few emails, you know, you'd be surprised. But you know, if you can't, what I always say is, look, it's okay, I can't give you a book that doesn't give you all the spices that we use, because that would not be Indian. But also, I'm going to tell you, when I run out of something, I just leave it out. So let's use a little bit of common sense. But the beauty is, you're using this book, you're cooking at home, you can make it whatever you want to make it.
But there's no essential ingredient that you couldn't possibly leave out?
I think what happens is, when you leave out certain things like cumin seed, the turmeric, you lose that sort of sense of base for Indian foods. You really absolutely want to keep those few essentials, cumin seed, coriander powder, turmeric, red chili, and garam masala handy. And those extras are going to be your clove, are going to be your cardamom, your black and green. Black is a little tougher to find in the Western markets, but guess what? That's okay. So on those things, I really mean, it's okay. Take a break from it, and then you'll know when you use it how much of a deeper flavor you get when you do, and you'll appreciate it. But you're not missing a ton by leaving one or two ingredients and spices out. We're going to go ahead and add in those chopped Thai chilies. We had about 3 full Thai chilies.
And we should say, the tomatoes are still pretty red, although as you stir them around, everything is starting to turn kind of more of a yellow color.
Right, so that's from the turmeric. The turmeric is kind of pulling everything together, and you know that this is pretty fresh. It's not ready to really quite eat yet, because they're just kind of sitting there. The tomatoes are there, the chilies are there, the ginger garlic, the onions on the bottom. They haven't quite come together. When they come together, that's when you know it's really building the gravy. I call it building your curry. And so it's almost like you have to kind of, almost like an Italian spaghetti sauce. You're kind of just giving it a lot of love, a lot of nurturing, but it's literally about 20 to 30 minutes on the stovetop to let it kind of get to where you want it to go. And we want to add one more spice that in this dish is really essential and that I love. It's the green cardamom pod. And I'm going to step over here and grab my mortar and pestle and do it kind of the old traditional way. And now the husks and the seed, it's all nice and ground down, is going to go right into your curry.
And now this curry is really starting to look like a curry.
Exactly. And now what we want to do is, I haven't added any water in there. I'm going to add a little water and just let all those flavor profiles basically come together, round out, and just cook. And you really need about 20 more minutes. And you'll see, when you cook a curry correctly, in the beginning, you'll see these bubbles pop up on the surface very quickly. And as it's cooking, it's almost like making pancakes, where the bubble opens up on top of that pancake, you know, it's almost ready to flip. It's kind of similar. Their bubbles, if you notice, are getting a little bigger and bigger, and they're kind of sitting on the surface rather than just popping and breaking. That's almost a sign. That is a sign of the curry coming together.
Well, just a few more steps, and it was time for the good part.
So you ready to taste?
I'm ready. I am more than ready. Wow. You did go the hot way, but it's delicious. It's really good.
You're a lot redder than from when you first walked in, but I think that's a compliment.
It's sunburn. No. That is great. Anoopi Singla, thank you so much for showing us how to do this. The new book is called Indian for Everyone. We're going to have some recipes at our website, hereandnow.org, and I'm going to eat the rest of this. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And you can see the recipes for spinach pakoras and dal makhani at our website, hereandnow.org. I made that chicken tikka masala about a week after we recorded that segment. Turned out pretty good.